Hello.
Hello. Hello, my name is Will, and I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and I would like to get your opinions on some of the issues of the day. In Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. This survey will only take a few minutes to complete and ask about some sensitive topics and appreciation for sharing your time and opinion. You will receive a $10 gift card. If you complete the survey, you will also have the opportunity to sign up and participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. We are going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answers to questions are anonymous. Would you prefer to continue in English or Spanish?
Thank you, but I don't drive anymore. But how come you guys don't even between an emergency and national road?
You don't
put in the arrow. And the car street. Yeah. They always the park emergency cut in it, and the guys, they all drive so fast, and now, you know, it really dangerous in the passage, because they don't have the line in there no more, you know. So, and they usually, they want to invite, divide in their road, but never happen.
Do you currently live in Boston? Do you live in Boston?
I live in the Boston, New England, right in the top group, emergency. So, and sometimes you want to cross you and from emergency. Yeah.
Okay.
But,
what is your zip code?
People, they don't even stop and they don't even have the line in there and no more. They're all right out. So they don't even understand. A few years ago, they killed a baby, you know. Killed a girl, you know, for 10 years
ago. Can I have your zip code?
Yeah. 02111.
Thank you. Would you say your gender is female, male, or something else?
I am a female. I live in
here
and more than 20 years.
Okay,
and
how old are you?
I live in the metropolitan building.
Are you between 18 to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to
59? I'm 94. So that's why I don't drive no more. But I use it. I do share a little money for you guys are hardworking, but now I'm going to own up. So I just see, do what I can do. But the largest time I run a pass, it go to Washington guy. So let's see how to get in there.
What would you say is your ethnic or racial background? Are you Asian?
Yeah.
Asian, native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander? White Caucasian, Black African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Middle Eastern, North African?
I'm Asian. I'm a Chinese.
Chinese, okay, thank you.
And a Cantonese.
Okay, what is the highest level of education that you have completed? Did not complete high school diploma, attended college.
No, I never go in high school either because I come in America 1955. I was living in Wisconsin. And because my son lived in Boston, he worked in the hospital. He offered the next to my apartment. Not too bad.
Okay, the next set of questions, I'm going to ask you some questions about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Yeah, I just say fair, you know, because two years ago, I fall down in the Chinatown. So then I catch the COVID. Then it's the, and that's 2 years. So I watch XIC and YMCA, and I don't drive about 7 years already. I used to come to Boston, I do drive a little bit. But
okay,
I'm
will you say
from Wisconsin, Milwaukee. I used it
okay.
with my husband. It had the
okay.
laundry, then it had the Chinese restaurant. So
okay.
that's
your
why
mental
then
health?
My husband passed
your...
away. That's why I moved
I'm sorry.
To my...
I'm sorry to hear that about your husband. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Your
your
mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Oh, I'm okay so fast. But
you're
I don't
fair,
want
okay.
to get a that just so I can take care of myself. I don't want the government to support me. I just see doing in the good, you know.
Okay.
So I
now
do have going.
Okay, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Oh, about that's the last year, September. So I fall down in Chinatown. That's what happened in there. So now I can walk too fast. But I try.
No, I'm talking about falling asleep. Do you have any trouble going to sleep? Is it hard for you to fall asleep?
No problem.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
What about waking up and having difficulty to fall back asleep?
Well, I just pray for the God. And God, you can sleep, then you can let me sleep. So I pray, you know. God's with
okay.
me all the time. So
amen.
I go on the church. I believe I do what I can do, you know. So
okay.
you got to believe the as the law, believe the God is, you know, have to
okay.
make
How often do you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep every day, a few times a week?
I sleep about 10:30 to 11 o'clock. Then I wake up about 3 o'clock. Then I go to the bathroom. Then I go to sleep to about 7 o'clock. Then
that's every day.
Go
that's every day
yeah,
or a few sleep. Times a week.
No, every day. Then
every
I
day.
Go to 7 o'clock. Oh, sometimes they run a little bit longer. So we go and a couple of people walk in there, come and talk.
Okay. How often do you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued, tired? Every day, a few times a week, about once
no,
a week?
No, I don't feel
nap?
Tired.
No.
No. I don't take a nap either. But
okay.
I go
the
and
next
nap.
Set of questions. Are about how you've been feeling as of late during the past 2 weeks. How often have you been bothered by the following? Have you been feeling down, depressed, or hopeless? Not at all. Some days, more than half a day. Not at all? Okay. What about have
so
you
far,
been...
No. So far, I'm uncomfortable.
Okay.
So, because my son is a doctor, and I had a good... doctor, family doctor, take care of me too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the doctor, Jung.
Okay. You haven't been bothered? You haven't been bothered by not being able to control worrying? Not at all?
No, I don't worry about
No?
But
okay.
I know. I just keep happy. And I have the three great kids. And I have two grandsons, so they had a three and children. And
you haven't been bothered by having little interest or pleasure in doing things? Not at all, some days, more than half of the days, nearly every day?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
What about feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge?
No.
Some days? No. Okay.
So far, I don't have that because.
Okay. Do you have diabetes? Yes or no.
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
No,
yeah.
I don't.
Diabetes. No.
No, I don't.
What about an emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, or the like? Yes or no.
No.
What about a substance use disorder? Yes or no?
No.
No? What about heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
No, no. If I had a heart attack, I don't want to talk to you now, sir.
Okay. What about overweight or obesity?
I'm not overweight. Yeah, I lose the weight. I thought I want to gain some weight, but I can't because I already 89 pounds.
Okay.
And I'm not quite about 5 foot.
Okay. What about high blood pressure?
High blood pressure. Now it's not too bad. 130 and 75, you know.
Okay. What about, here are some questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. The following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors will act if serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times. How likely is that your neighbors will come together to do something about it? Will you say very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely?
Yeah, they all respect to me. They're very nice to me, too. They sometimes take me to shopping, and they go take me to a yum cha dim sum. And we all go along. Yeah.
Okay. So you would say somewhat likely or very likely?
Yes, it's, like today, and that kind of people, they is really good for me too, you know. They don't have to hate me, or they always say hello and very good, you know. You can teach the whole world.
Have there been any social get-togethers like block parties or gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
Yeah, usually we do, and at times they have to know, but since the COVID, now it's the people, and they just about that, and maybe the building is not much money. You know, the building is getting a little old, and water, you know, lots of such a water awful, and they don't have that kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. In the past year, have you considered moving away from your community? Will you say yes or no?
But I can't move because the longer my son still work in the chat room and I don't driving for the age. So I just feel comfortable in here. No matter how old, that's an old building now, you know, but what you can do.
I would like to ask about the
close to YMCA, close to the Zeno Cup and go and buy a little vegetable and go to a it's really easy, convinced. That's why my son is looking for.
Now I would like to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Yeah, but Chinese people, they don't even just take care and that. They don't even have a know for what is going on, you know. But I don't know how come I talked to you so long, sir.
That's okay. We almost done. So you think police officers don't take the complaints of your people seriously?
Oh, you just protect the people, right? Were you a policeman New England?
No, I'm doing a survey for Harvard Kennedy School.
Oh, for Harvard. Oh, but very
so
nice
you,
for you concern about. But lots of people
you. So
like you call
you
me,
you strongly agree, somewhat agree. Neither agree nor disagree.
I know. So I agree. And
you agree somewhat.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So
in most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge. Do you believe that? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or
yeah.
disagree?
I agree. Yeah.
Somewhat?
But,
okay. During the encounter,
Newton, how come they had to strike, you know? But, you know,
During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I don't think so. I agree then.
You don't agree?
What do you mean that? Someone said that too late. I don't understand either, sir.
Okay, during encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I'm not quite understand, so I can answer to you.
Okay,
you know what?
No problem.
I don't have much education, but that's,
okay,
that's
I understand.
All I, yeah, I
okay.
appreciate for
what
you
about-
that too.
What about law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals? Do you believe that? Do you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree that.
Okay, somewhat or strongly disagree?
No, because put it that way. Nobody's perfect, but you just see, you know, like, I don't know what is answer to you, but I think it's
okay.
What about
this one?
Yeah.
People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I agree that.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Well, someone, you know, not all.
Okay, thank
but,
you. People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers. Do you agree or disagree with that?
No, I agree that one. You something in there, you got to a, you know, you don't trick, you don't go and see doctor. You don't have the trouble, you don't see a piece of it, right?
Mm-hmm. But do you think that people of your racial group can trust law enforcement officers? You think you can trust the police?
No.
No? Okay, so you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Well, not strong, you know. What depends, you know. Like,
okay.
we brought you the gun. Everybody had the trouble, but you believe it, you have to be changed. You have to be sorry, and you have to be learning strong, you know. Like,
okay.
I worry about that. You know, usually we brought to the church, you know, and they tore the building down, tore the church down, they're building their new
okay. do you,
high school
do you
and
think,
that. Yeah.
Do you think that people from your racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups? Do you agree or disagree?
I don't catch you that one. What's it say?
People of your racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, disagree.
Okay, thank you. Somewhat or strongly?
Awesome. You know, it can't
okay.
be strong enough. You know, you never, people is always, and 1 minute they change it too. You know, they're always looking
okay.
for first money.
Yeah.
You know, so that's
okay.
true. And, you know,
where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I don't want to talk to you now. I have somebody call me. Well, thank you, and nice for you talking.
You had to put
the line in the emergency between the first lesson row, right in there. You know, double tree, that one, the little tree, and the emergency. You had to get in line. You know, you get a taxi. You don't even put in a line safe with the people pass away.
Okay. We are almost finished. You can answer yes or no. You can answer yes or no on these questions. Please. You can answer these questions yes or no. In the past year, has the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. What? Had they been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no? Has the police been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
Yes. Because, look, I used to Wisconsin. We had a resident. And my neighbor had a peace in my station. And they are so good. And my husband passed, you know, how many? And Peterman Carter, they go and take care of the husband and the funeral. And
wow.
Have they been
physically abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race? Yes or no?
Yeah, they're all so good. They don't want any kind of trouble.
Okay. Have you ever felt that police stopped or followed you, yes, because of your racial background, yes or no?
No. And you know what? And, last year, the color guy, hit them right in the eye. And that's a church lady. And one day I go to a physical, and then I saw the color girl and hit the white girl. Yeah. He put in the right in the window that's the steel, the head, and the bearing. See, walk out. So I didn't want to do nothing because I just walk out from a physical.
Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that police stopped or
followed
them?
No, that's nothing. My building, and then that's the next building. Those people, different living, different building.
We are now interested in the extent of nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes or no?
I don't want to answer no more. I want in my soul. Thank you. Bye.
We almost done. Oh, God.